This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles. The rebel Shiite cleric who led 3 weeks of bitter fighting against U.S. forces in Najaf has handed over the keys to the mosque at the center of the fighting, and he's told members of his militia to lay down their arms. Thousands of Iraqis have been praying at the shrine in the Iraqi city, taking advantage of a ceasefire and hopes of a permanent peace deal. NPR's Ivan Watson was inside the mosque when I spoke to him earlier. Ivan, a very different atmosphere there from the past few days.
Very different, Renee. This has been one of the most peaceful nights in Najaf this month. There were no massive explosions, no bombardment. I think residents were able to sleep better than they have in quite some time. As you stepped out in the streets this morning, people were coming out to assess the damage caused by 3 weeks of really intense fighting, starting to pick through the rubble of their destroyed homes and shops. And then there were swarms of pilgrims who were coming to the shrine itself. Now, I'm standing in the shrine. Muqtada Sadr's people have begun cleaning the place out to prepare for the handover to Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani's people right now. The gunmen themselves, who have been fighting so tenaciously for 3 weeks here, have put down their guns, though they're still milling around in the streets outside.
It sounds very echoey, Ivan, very empty.
It is. This is a big courtyard with a marble tile floor. I'm looking up at the Golden Dome Shrine itself and its minarets. And then the courtyard itself, the walls are made of this magnificent blue tiles and these mosaics. It's just amazing the amount of violence that has revolved around this sacred place for the past year and a half. About a year ago this time, you and I were speaking right after a massive car bomb went off right outside this same mosque at peak prayer time, which killed and injured hundreds of people, including a Shiite Ayatollah. And then to see once again this intense fighting around this shrine for the past 3 weeks, it really is quite emotional. It is remarkable, though, that so little damage has occurred to the building itself. The U.S. military really went to great lengths to avoid doing any damage to this holy site, though the buildings just yards away have been ravaged by the battle that raged here.
What is going to happen to Muqtada al-Sadr's militia?
Well, we just spoke with a lieutenant of Muqtada Sadr, and he is proclaiming this a victory. He says that despite all the loss of life and the damage here, that it is a victory for Shiite Muslims in Iraq, that they proved by fighting this battle to Iraq and to the world, and notably to the U.S. military, which he calls an occupation force, that nothing can be done in this country without consulting the senior Shiite religious establishment. And by that he means Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, who made this triumphant return to Iraq this week and who personally brokered the ceasefire last night with Muqtada Sadr and his lieutenants.
Well, the Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani, will this boost his political influence in Iraq as well?
I believe so. He has demanded that the Mahdi army pull out of Najaf and the neighboring town of Kufa, where there is also a major shrine, and Muqtada Sadr's deputies have agreed to that. However, the deputies say the militia cannot be disbanded, and they have not assured that the fighting will stop in other cities in southern, predominantly Shiite Iraq. The security of these cities is supposed to be handed over to the Iraqi police. Sadr's lieutenants say that that will occur, even though they were fighting the police just yesterday.
And the death toll in the last 24 hours before this ceasefire, it's been rather dreadful, hasn't it?
It's been a bloody 3 weeks, and it was a bloody 24 hours with several occasions of attacks against demonstrators in Najaf and in the neighboring town of Kufa. Really difficult to get the figures, but we're talking about more than 100 killed and injured just in the last 24 hours.
Ivan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR's Ivan Watson speaking from inside the Imam Ali Mosque in Najaf.